You are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research Disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. Today marks the first of our podcast series for 2021. My name is Kim Mundy and I'm a senior economist in the International Economics team here at CBA. And today I'm joined by Belinda Allen, senior economist in the Australian Economics team. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, Kim. Good to be on the other side for a change.
Yeah, great to spot roles. It is the third Tuesday of the month, so that means we're going to discuss the results of the CBA household spending intentions data. Now, this is for the month of December. Belinda, what are your overall impressions from the data?
Oh, thanks, Kim. So I guess the first thing to note is that most of this data was obviously collected before we did see the tightening of restrictions in Greater Sydney in particular. We do know the Northern Beaches did go into that lockdown in late December and that continued into early January as well. We also had that very strict three-day lockdown in Brisbane and also some rising case numbers in Victoria as well. But if we just focus on the month of December, at this point, it certainly does show the Australian economy was in a really good position at the tail end of 2020. So based on the December HSI, we did see that at the end of last year, there was a very welcome improvement in spending intentions for travel, for health and fitness, entertainment, motor vehicles. Home buying and retail spending intentions were flat on the month of December, following very strong gains in November, while education spending intentions also tracked sideways. I do want to say that this is the first month in 2020 where we did not have any of the seven categories that we have in the HSI fall. So we did have four categories lift and three categories track sideways. So that was a pretty good end to the year for the HSI.
Definitely better than potentially it could have been when the COVID outbreak started in early 2020. But I guess if we move into some of the finer details, we haven't, so as you mentioned, we haven't seen any impacts from those COVID shutdowns on the travel sector?
No, so for the month of December, we did see travel spending intentions jump solidly. And that was really on the back of those easing of state border restrictions post the Melbourne lockdown. So if we cast our mind back to late November and December, which is hard now that we are in mid-January, as you say, we did see an easing of restrictions come through and it looks like consumers really took advantage of that and lifted their spending. So we saw a lift in December in both actual spending and Google searches for travel. And in particular, if we look at spending over the past year, the strongest gains were in things like camper, recreational and utility trailer dealers, things like campgrounds. So certainly those regional trips and regional travel certainly were booming at the end of 2020.
Anecdotally, it was definitely hard to book accommodation if you wanted to go anywhere at the end
within your state, definitely. Now, we do think that obviously in January, with the reimposition of state border closures, we will see some impact. And we have certainly seen some early signs of that in our weekly credit card spend data that we release every Tuesday.
Something to watch for. I guess health and fitness. Too early to see any of the New Year's resolutions flowing through into that data?
Certainly at the end of 2020, we did see a lift in both actual spending on the health and fitness category, even though Google search data did decline. So we have seen a lift in things like sporting apparel, bike shop, sports club, golf and sporting goods stores, whereas the main weakness continues to be an area like commercial and professional sporting activities, and I think that's where the restrictions certainly take place. But good to see a lift in that category as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What about home buying? Have home buying intentions maybe outperformed initial expectations over 2020?
Well, certainly the housing market in Australia has outperformed what we had expected early on during COVID. So house prices are now obviously starting to lift again, and we did see that in December as well. When we look at the home buying spending intentions component, it did pull back a little in the last month of 2020,
right, okay.
With the trend flat on the month. So that was after lifting quite strongly in November. So what we did see was that both Google searches and home loan applications were lower in the month. Having said that, though, we do still think that the housing market in particular will be a key source of growth for the Australian economy in 2021, and that's really driven by the very low level of interest rates that we do see in Australia at the moment.
And rounding out the series, how did retail perform in December?
So after a very strong rise in November, we did see retail spending intentions were a little lower in December 2020. Now, we have to remember that back in November, we did see those easing of restrictions after the very strict lockdowns in Melbourne. So we did see a huge lift in not only the retail HSI component, but also in broader consumer spending. We did see that lift in Victoria. So in December, we did still see some strong improvements in some areas. So there was a lift in the pace of spending on food and non-alcoholic beverages, medical and personal care and recreation. But we would see once again, probably in the month of January, maybe that pull back a little just as those restrictions were tightened across some of the states as well. If we look at over the past year and really think about 2020 as a year of COVID, we were spending more on things like clothing, spending more at the grocery shop and supermarkets, department stores, and definitely, and I think this is what we're seeing across the board, is a lift in spending on things like floor covering, furniture stores, paint hardware, household appliances, pet shops, as we're all using our homes in very different ways.
My house is now looking great. But I guess, as you mentioned just before, I mean, we are already halfway through January. So what are what's the CBA weekly card spending data suggesting that, you know, 2021 might be looking like?
So what we're seeing for the week ended the 15th of January is that spending has softened a little bit in mid-January. So if we look at the annual pace of growth for the week ending that 15th of January, it's now at 8%. So for the week ending the 8th of January, it was higher at 13%.
Wow.
But it does look like that strict 3-day lockdown in Brisbane has impacted those numbers quite strongly. So if we look at just the Queensland spending data, annual growth there has slowed to 4% for the week ending the 15th of January. It was up 17% the week before. So even that 3-day lockdown has massively impacted spending there, given you're only allowed to leave your home for four reasons.
What 3 days can do.
Exactly. So that has really pulled back spending in Queensland, and that's dragged down the national average. What we also have seen, though, is other spending in the other states has also slowed marginally as well. We've seen a slowdown in both goods and services spend. Goods still is outperforming spend on services, though, as generally services are still impacted by restrictions. And there was a slowdown in the recreation spend. And I think that's where we are starting to see the impact from those state border closures, impact on that category as well. So when we think about the outlook for 2021, we are still optimistic, but certainly a more cautious tone, just given, once again, the path of the virus is still unknown. There is some upside in relation to, obviously, the vaccines coming through, but we are still taking a cautious approach at this time.
All right. So remains to be seen, I guess, how 2021 might shape up.
We will see more in coming weeks.
All right. Well, you can find Belinda's report on the December Household Spending Intentions series. It's published on the 19th of January 2021 on combankresearch.com.au. The data used in the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Intentions series is a combination of the CBA data and publicly available Google Trends data. Where CBA data is cited, this refers to the bank's proprietary data. As the statistics take into account only the bank's data, it may not reflect all trends in the market. All customer data used or represented is anonymised and aggregated before analysis and is used and disclosed in accordance with the group's privacy policy statement.